Hello, this is Franz Arp, and you can find me at www.franzarp.com, and you're listening to IRC FM.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 228 of IRC FM. IRC FM Australia, coming to you down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday, bringing you quality Australian unsigned and independent music. Let's go straight into our first track from the man that you heard in the introduction. This is Franz Arp with his new song called Magnolia. As soon as he has a song ready, he's releasing it now, so Franz every few weeks or every couple of weeks sends me a track and says, IRC, can you play it for me please? And I'm like, no worries Franz, I'll play it for you on Friday. So currently from Bris Vegas, here is Franz Arp with Magnolia. Thanks Matus.
Yeah. There once was a man who took a great chance to be better and better alive. There's nothing he'd do for anyone, but he'd do it off himself. And everyone knows that his family grows tired and weary at most. All of his friends left him round the bend where his eyes could not follow. Yeah, he's all alone, alone like a ghost. Yeah, he's all alone, alone like a ghost. And there once was a girl who hated the world for bringing her back to life. She cursed the sky and told great lies, but no one gave her the time. She wanted to die, but no one asked her why, which made her crave it the worst. When January came another year again, she feared, feared the fall. Yeah, she's all alone, alone like a ghost. Yeah, she's all alone, alone like a ghost. Your back's town is angry and sad. Everyone wants to leave for a better chance. There once was a boy who loved this planet and all of its stupid beliefs. He thought he was king, he thought he would rule, he thought he'd marry a queen. To his dismay, he got old, he got gray, and he started to fade away. And then one night he finished the job that God couldn't seem to get right. Yeah, he's all alone.
I could tell you you're not to blame, and I'd do all I could if I could, not to hurt you. If I could, I wouldn't hurt you. Be someone who stays around, but every night I seem to find a home in every town. I could get used to all this day to day. My fooling, it's just not my way. Honey, you know me, I get the feeling and I just have to leave. Get the feeling and I just have to leave. You want me to be someone who stays around, but every night I seem to find a home in every town. The sadness in your eyes has killed me in my dreams 1,000 times. Maybe it's just the way I am. Maybe it's just the way I am. And I'm not gonna know if you say you'll forgive me. If you say you'll forgive me. Me to be someone who stays around, but every night I seem to find a home in every town. You want me to be someone who stays around, but every night I seem to find.
G'day, you're listening to IRC FM with Isaiah B. Brandt. Thank you.
As time went on, her family feared. No one would talk about the pain. Until she arrived at home one day, escaping from the shadowy place.
This is Phoebe from Heaven the Axe, and you're listening to IRC FM when you want to be the rockin'est, toughest music people in your street. Make sure you crank your speakers, tune into our music at heaventheaxe.com. See you at a show sometime. Yeah!
You double.
I dare say that that song might indeed become an earworm on IRC FM Australia. That was Time to Have a Little Fun by Urban Stone. Actually, might be seeing those guys live in a couple of weeks' time. One of our local community radio stations, Flower FM in Blacktown, is hosting a live-to-air gig right next to their studio at the Blacktown Showground in April. And Urban Stone from Sydney, they are one of the acts who are appearing. So I'll be interested to see those guys live. When I saw them, I'd actually been on Swire FM that afternoon and heard their vocalist do a interview with the guys that I was on the program with. And later that night, she was actually, the vocalist and the band were on their way to the one of the local RSL clubs to perform. Actually haven't seen them do their own material yet. When I saw them, they were doing covers. But their album from which that song was played is completely original material. Before Urban Stone, we heard from Stone Crazy with their song Life Goes On. Before that, a return from Sydney's Isaiah B. Brunt with his song Shadowy Place. I think that Mr. Franz Arpa set the mood of the episode rather well at this point. Prior to that, we heard A Home in Every Town from Carl Brody and Caitlin Harnett. But prior to that, we heard Alone by Day for Discovery, and opening the episode is Bris Vegas's own Franz Arp, who continues to release a track every couple of weeks or so, it seems like, at the moment. I have seen him live, hopefully in July. I actually might be going up to Bris Vegas to report on a show for IRC FM Metal Monday, so might be able to bump into Franz while I'm up there, who knows. I know he likes his metal, and I've been trying to get him to go to a gig when he was here in Sydney, but he's back in Brisbane now, and who knows what will happen when I see him. Our second act was called Day for Discovery, and I tried to go to their certain space, but it was closed. However, I can tell you that Day for Discovery are from Western Australia. Raised in the bleak corner of Western Australia. Well, I don't know which corner that is. Maybe the southern corner he's talking about. Day for Discovery has been described as an evil Josh Pike. Mark Neal incorporates the punk, metal and indie influence he grew up with into a mellow acoustic sound. He's just released his first EP. Studying music and business for 3 years, Day for Discovery formed only recently in Perth after finding like-minded band members. And then after Day for Discovery, we heard from Carl Brody and Caitlin Harnett. And between them, they have won a multitude of songwriting awards. Carl won the ISC Americana category, and Caitlin took out the Vander and Young prize in 2010. Both artists' music have featured heavily on Australian TV in recent years, and both people are regulars on the Roots music circuit, and so they've combined for a few songs there. We then had a return to IRC FM by Isaiah B. Brunt, who is from Sydney. His EP is out now. If you want any more information about any of the artists, you can go to the website, click on the links and find out more. A highlight for Isaiah was the 2010 Sydney Blues Society Performer of the Year, which is pretty cool indeed. And like so many talented artists, he is from Sydney. We move on to Stone Crazy next, and Scott and Nudge from Stone Crazy have been performing their brand of acoustic Aussie rock as Stone Crazy since 1992 and have remained the core heart and soul of the band. The band took a break between 2001 and 2008, and during that time they had personal success with each of their original projects. Scott performed in and around Sydney at local venues and had some success with his single Water from the Sky, which reached number one on the mp3.com.au country and rock chart. mp3.com, eh? Who remembers that? During the same period, Nudge travelled to the US and earned himself a loyal fan base by performing throughout the Midwest and releasing his debut self-titled solo CD in 2004. When he returned to Australia in 2008, Scott and Nudge got back together as Stone Crazy, and then they relocated to Gympie in Queensland, and they've been going very, very well. And of course, Urban Stone from Sydney, they're rock, they're absolutely awesome. And I'll have to feature some more tracks, and I wonder if they'll be playing their own stuff live. That'll be very, very interesting to see. Now we're going to move on, and we're going to hear The Sign. They call themselves contemporary electric folk, using 6-string and 12-string acoustic guitars to bring a fresh original sound. So let's hear The Sign now. And the song we're about to hear is called Addiction.
Hey!
I don't care, yeah. I'm your addiction, yeah.
G'day guys, this is Tony Dean here from TonyDean.net. You're listening to IRC FM, best radio station on the web. Enjoy your listening time.
Dancing on your feet like Fred Astaire, drunk again on the street with your sweet smile, holding out for spring, my fingers cold.
Just leaving me with you. just living in the night. It's like a time warp in this town, like 1950 just hung around, like Eddie Cochran still lives next door. I wonder what he'd be playing now. There's a car up on the road, I heard they all ended up dead. Tomorrow they'll tow it into town, and we'll stand and hold the door. Noisy trucks and speed humps, hangovers and fat guns, broken glass and picture frames. Noisy trucks and speed humps, hangovers and fat guns, they're all living here in this town, just living here we go. Just living here we go. And there's a time to stay behind, you just watch them go. They'll be down the road and gone before you even know.
Big fans of IRC FM.
Totally love IRC. We are Domino. Visit us at www.dominoband.net. Go nice. IRC! Rock the house!
Nice.
Woo!
Don't you know I let you
Hey, this is Christian Jackson, and you're listening to ERK FM. Listen to me on christianjackson.com if you want to listen to me on christianjackson.com. Yeah, christianjackson.com. Am I drunk?
Yeah.
Well, we're starting to get a little bit rockier. The episode's been pretty mellow to date. That song was called Still I'm Sad by the Natticks. Prior to that, we heard from Cub Scouts with their song Do You Hear? Prior to that, we heard from Was E. James with Noisy Trucks. Before that, Johnny Murphy with Holding Out for Spring. And it's autumn here in Australia at the moment, so there is a change in the weather afoot. Also be going off summertime not long after this episode comes out, so that's going to be interesting. And to open that set, we heard from The Sign with their song called Addiction. Now, The Sign, we've played before, consists of Joey, a true Tasmanian artist, singer, songwriter, and actor, and Powell, an American guitarist, vocalist, engineer, and producer. For 10 years, they have been consistently playing in Australia and toured Japan 5 times between 2009 and 2011, and toured the US between March and July 2011. We move on to Johnny Murphy. He's originally from the UK, now calling Australia home, currently based in Melbourne. Open up his debut 6-track EP. Gee, that's almost an album. Released a couple more tracks and called it an album. Was recorded in London in 2011. Shades of Iron and Wine, Bon Iver and Nick Drake from sensitive and lyrical English singer-songwriter. Johnny Murphy's how he was described there. We move on to Was E. James. And Was's unique style is born out of many varied associations over his career. As a teenager growing up in Melbourne's outer suburbs, he discovered his neighbour to be none other than Harvey James, who planted the first blues seed in Was. And so he has been playing in the scene. He's recorded and released music both independently and through established record labels for over 20 years. He's consistently toured over Australia playing major cities as well as the renowned country festival at Tamworth. Then we heard from Cub Scouts from Brisbane, thanks to our mates at SGC Media. Cub Scouts are an energetic Brisbane-based five-piece that have been crafting their own style of indie pop over the last 18 months. Their debut single, Evie, landed high rotation on Triple J and scored them a spot on the St. Germain's Laneway Festival lineup, thanks to Triple J Unearthed. They have been performing along the east coast of Australia, sharing the stage with local and national names, including Ballpark Music, Pluto Giants, Comic Sans, interesting name for a band, Charlie Mayfair, the former Laugh Tin Can Radio, and Hello Yoko. As we're recording this, they are in the middle of an east coast tour, including in Queensland, New South Wales, and they'll be heading over to Perth as well, down to Victoria, and Adelaide, Hobart, and back to Brisbane. So between March and April, and into May, they're basically doing a complete lap of Australia, which would be awesome. If you go to the website that I've got linked in the show notes, you'll be able to find all those dates that you need there. And our last group that we heard, the Natticks, they are a three-piece neo-grunge rock band from Australia. Heavily influenced by past greats such as The Doors, Pink Floyd, Sid Barrett and the Sex Pistols, as well as the current bands such as The Vines and The Rolling Stones, the Natticks are creating the emotion and experience in a live music concert. And so you can hear those guys as well, pick up some free music and a lot more by going to their website. I wonder how many bands have to rewrite their promos and their bios because Jet broke up during the week. I'm not sure. I'm sure some bands are influenced by Jet out there, so they might have to say, you know, former band Jet or something like that. I don't know. Sometimes it's easy to write bio, sometimes it's not. And you don't want to change your bio too much, I don't think, unless, you know, you've done something really special. You might not want to change it that much. Now, coming up, we are going to increase the tempo a bit. We're going to hear from Calling Mayday. Played those guys, I think it was last week. They're a Sydney band. They've been playing since early 2006. And they've been likened to Green Day, The Living End, The Remains, Muse, and Led Zeppelin. And so, haven't seen them live yet. Hopefully, I will be seeing them live pretty soon. They've supported acts such as Dragon, Spy vs. Spy, and Chris Wilson. So, we are going to kick things off with this more rockier set to close things out. This is Calling Mayday from Sydney with I Fell Down Wet. Thanks, Matus.
Where'd you go when you left today? Where'd you go when you went away? Can I come on your journey there? You know that I would follow you anywhere. I fell down, you saw me trip. I hurt myself, my ego ripped. And I'm sorry that I made you cry. So please don't say goodbye. Where were you? Yes.
Oh,
Smoke and Mirrors to end the episode we've set to Ignite. I've been seeing a lot of those guys lately, which has been awesome as they've progressed through the West Tigers Home Ground Heroes competition. I'm pleased to say that they made the grand final, and hopefully next week I'll be able to tell you that they won and that they'll be playing at the Sydney Football Stadium in front of around 20,000 people. If they manage to do that, that will be absolutely awesome. I know they can do it. And hopefully very, very soon, I will have my hands on a copy of Crazy Horse, a studio version of Crazy Horse. That's going to be very, very interesting. But Smoking Mirrors doing some great stuff. They're a band from the Central Coast, and I've been supporting them and a few other bands around the local scene. Some of those you can see and hear, more to the point, on IRC FM Metal Monday. I went down to Canberra last weekend. I saw the Crepter Children, Tensions Arise, and also NASJAP. And so you'll be hearing on episode 27 of IRC FM Metal Monday, you'll be hearing interviews and live recordings of that particular night. Prior to that, we heard from Me. I know it's been a while for Me with their song Like a Fox. Those guys are still in the UK. It's absolutely unbelievable. They left mid last year to go to Europe. I saw them in London on my birthday in August, and they're still over there. I'm not sure if they're recording at the moment, but they are gigging. Not sure when they're going to be back, actually. They might just say, oh, we're going to stay over in Europe. You know, this is just too awesome. I believe they've got a mini album out. I'll have to check that out. They're originally from Melbourne, calling London home for the moment. I wonder if they'll be home for my birthday. Some interesting things happening for my birthday, but I'll tell you more about that when the time gets a little bit closer. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. It's started a bit mellow and worked its way up. All the music on this episode was supplied either by the artist directly, Airplay Direct or SCG Media. The rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. Music played with direct permission or with agreements with various music content providers. On this episode, we heard from Franz Arp, Day for Discovery, Carl Broadier and Cartland Harnett, Isaiah B. Brunt, Stone Crazy, Urban Stone, The Sign, Johnny Murphy, Wazzy James, Cub Scouts, The Natics, Calling Mayday, Smoking Mirrors, and before Smoking Mirrors, for the penultimate track, we heard from Me. Me as in the band, not me as in I, as in IRC. Anywho, don't forget to check out IRC FM Australia for previous episodes, more information, etc, etc. This has been a production by me. I'm IRC. Good night, Interweb. See you next time.